We've been spending a big chunk of time creating a true real-time pipeline for people measurement inside our DM1 platform. And I'd like to talk about the reasons why, because it's not really that obvious. Real-time has always been a splashy capability. I remember in digital analytics when various vendors touted the real-time nature of their solution and would demonstrate charts ticking in real-time as visits to the site happened. It is cool, but except for a really small number of specialized use cases, I never found any of that remotely convincing. Website decisions are almost never made in real time, nor is there generally enough information to make reliable decisions. The only two exceptions I ever encountered to this were in monitoring and optimizing top page news content, and in a very small number of marketing campaigns geared towards short-term high-traffic events like, well, Cyber Monday. Neither of these examples have anything to do with in-store analytics, and the case against real-time for in-store measurement is even stronger. Traffic volumes in-store are almost never sufficient to drive real-time analytics, nor in most cases does the capability to change anything exist. Staff allocations are done weeks in advance. Display is planned out even longer than that. You can't be moving stuff around on the floor as people shop. So why invest a lot of hard work, because it is hard, to make a real-time pipeline for people measurement data? Well, the reason isn't analytics. It's operations and loss prevention. Let's start with the operations, since we're more focused on that set of use cases. When COVID rolled in, we spent a good chunk of time building out an occupancy management solution. It's real time, of course, but it was built on an entirely different infrastructure than our main platform, and its data source is much simpler. Occupancy management relies on door crossing events, which even in busy environments generate just a fraction of the data that full journey tracking generates. Still, it's a great use case where real time is essential, and it got us thinking about other similar applications. Alerting associates when occupancy is near capacity leads naturally to similar use cases for queue management. Real-time people measurement lets you monitor queues constantly, keep track of open registers or checkpoints as well. Putting the two together makes it easy to build alerting strategies based on line length, queue time, and the availability of open registers. There's even a nice predictive component to queue management when paired with occupancy management, since knowing how busy the rest of the store is provides good information about what the queue will look like in the near term. For mid-size and larger stores, real-time data can also provide a whole new paradigm for associate management. One of the core analytics use cases of people measurement is understanding inter-day associate-to-shopper ratios and the impact of those ratios on conversion. But if the only mechanism you have for changing those ratios is allocating staff for a full shift, it can be hard to respond to the data. Real-time full-journey measurement opens up more dynamic strategies. You can measure which areas of the store are busiest and direct associates there. You can measure places where shoppers are lingering without associate interactions. You can determine key high-value areas where dwells should trigger interventions. And you can do all of that automatically in software. All of these dynamic strategies depend on real-time, but they don't require sophisticated analytics. It's also possible to use non-real-time data for loss prevention analytics. But the best use of the data for loss prevention is in generating triggering alerts based on things like fast movers, entering no-go areas, or other non-shopping behaviors. In other words, real-time doesn't add much value to analytics, but it does create a whole new set of use cases for people measurement technology that supplement, extend, or even transcend the analytics. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute.